USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Responding to criticism, President Donald Trump abruptly reversed his plan to hold the next Group of Seven world leaders meeting at his Doral, Florida golf resort. Trump announced the backtrack after facing serious accusations he was using the presidency to enrich himself by hosting the international summit at a private resort owned by his family. Trump tweeted the administration will begin the search for another site, including the possibility of Camp David, immediately. Hong Kong streets descended into chaotic scenes again as protesters continued to set up roadblocks and torched businesses, and police responded with tear gas and water cannons following an unauthorized pro-democracy rally. Protesters continued to toss firebombs and took out their anger on shops with mainland Chinese ties as they skirmished late into the evening with riot police. Police continued to beef up security measures ahead of a rally, which they refused to give permission. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says that under current plans, all U.S. troops leaving Syria will go to western Iraq, and the American military will continue to conduct operations against the Islamic State group to prevent its resurgence. Esper, who arrived in the Afghan capital, did not rule out the idea U.S. forces would conduct counterterrorism missions from Iraq into Syria, but he told reporters traveling with him those details will be worked out over time. A Google affiliate started using drones to officially deliver customers' Walgreens and FedEx purchases in a test being run by a Virginia town. Wing, which is owned by Google parent Alphabet, received federal approval earlier this year to make commercial deliveries by drone. It was the first drone company to receive the approval in the U.S. Earlier this month, UPS got approval from the Federal Aviation Administration to fly delivery drones. They've been running delivery tests with Wake Med's hospital campus in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Australian researchers have found overweight people develop fat in their lungs, which makes it harder for them to breathe. John Clements report.
Besides the fat found in their lungs, researchers have also found overweight people who suffer from asthma also had fat accumulations in their arteries. The complete study is published in the European Respiratory Journal that reports fatty tissue clogs up the airway walls that restrict the supply of oxygen in people with a high body mass index. Past research had suggested that the lungs become compressed under the excess load being exerted upon them by those diagnosed as obese. With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Earthquake early warning alerts will become publicly available throughout California for the first time, potentially giving people time to protect themselves from harm, according to the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. The nation's first statewide quake warning system has debuted with the 30th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake that ravaged San Francisco, as well as the annual Great Shakeout Safety Drill. Warnings produced by Shake Alert System will be pushed through two delivery systems, a cell phone app called MyShake, and the same wireless notification system that issues Amber Alerts, meaning people may receive both notifications. The state earthquake app developed at the University of California, Berkeley, is now available for download to iOS users through iTunes and Google Play stores for Android phones. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.